Welcome back, everybody, to the Deep Dive.
It's good to be back.
Where we unpack all that really complex research you've been meaning to get to.
That's right.
And today we're talking about butterflies.
Why are flies?
But not just any butterflies.
No, no.
Butterfly chemistry.
This is going to be good.
So specifically, we are looking at episode 79.
Okay.
Of the Cocktail Party Chemistry Podcast.
Right.
Which is called The Secret Chemistry of Butterflies.
I like it.
So this is all about those really cool factoids that you can just drop into conversation.
Yeah.
And be the life of the party.
The most interesting person in the room.
Yeah. And we have five of them.
Five great facts.
Yes. All about how these really delicate looking creatures.
Delicate but mighty.
Are actually masters of the molecular world.
Yeah. They really are.
So let's get started with that first factoid.
Let's do it.
Which is toxic wings.
Okay.
I mean, who knew that something as beautiful as a butterfly could also be poisonous?
Right. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant defense mechanism.
Yeah.
So some species store toxins in their wings.
Oh, wow.
To make them unappetizing to predators.
Okay. So it's not like they're born poisonous.
Right.
It's something that they get over time.
Yeah, exactly.
From somewhere.
So the caterpillars feed on specific plants.
Right.
That contain toxins.
Okay.
And then they store those for later.
So, for example, let's talk about monarch butterflies.
Okay.
Those gorgeous orange and black butterflies.
Beautiful.
Owe their toxicity to milkweed.
Oh, interesting.
So their caterpillars munch on the milkweed.
Right.
Which is full of compounds called cardinalides.
Yeah. You don't want to be eating those.
No. No.
But the caterpillars can.
Yeah.
And they keep those cardinalites in their body.
Whoa.
Even when they transform into a butterfly.
So you know you have a hungry bird.
Yeah.
Who thinks they're going to have a nice monarch snack.
Right.
And then bam.
Cardinalites.
Yeah. The kind of impact does that have on a predator?
Well, it kind of depends, you know.
Okay.
On the predator.
Right.
And how much they eat.
Okay.
It's not always lethal.
Gotcha.
But, you know,
okay.
It can cause a variety of problems.
Like what?
Mild discomfort.
No problem.
Vomiting.
No.
Even cardiac problems.
Right.
You know, the point is to deter the predator.
Right.
Make them not want to eat a monarch again.
So it's like nature's big do not eat sign.
Exactly. It's like a warning label.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to our next factoid, which is pheromones.
Pheromones.
It's like this secret language of scent.
It is.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
So tell me about that.
So pheromones are chemical messages that butterflies use to communicate, especially to attract mates.
Interesting.
And the amazing thing is that they're species specific.
Oh, so a monarch butterfly wouldn't accidentally be drawn to the scent of a swallowtail.
Exactly. They each have their own.
They have their own signature.
Unique perfume.
I love it.
It's like a lock and key. The pheromone from the female butterfly is designed to only attract males of our own species.
So they find the right partner.
Yeah. No mix-ups.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder how many of these invisible chemical conversations are happening all around us.
All the time.
Not just with butterflies, but in the whole animal kingdom.
Absolutely. Yeah, you think about ants leaving trails to guide their colonies or moths attracting mates from miles away.
Wow.
It's everywhere.
It's like a whole secret world.
It is a secret world.
Of scent.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to something that always reminds me of magic.
Okay.
Color-changing scales.
Oh, yeah.
It's like something out of a fantasy novel.
Right.
So tell me about that.
Well, some butterfly wings can appear to change color.
Okay.
Depending on how the light hits them.
Interesting.
And it's not because of pigments like you would find in paint. It's all about the structure of their scales.
So it's not the color itself changing.
Right.
It's how the light interacts with the scale.
It's like a prism splitting white light into a rainbow.
Yeah. Okay.
It acts in a similar way.
So cool.
Reflecting and refracting light to produce iridescent colors.
Wow. So are there other examples of this structural coloration in nature?
Think about peacocks.
Oh, yeah.
With their iridescent feathers.
Beautiful.
Or some beetles that have shimmering colors.
Wow.
Even some gemstones have that opalescence.
Wow.
It's nature's way of creating these amazing visual effects.
Nature, the ultimate artist.
Right.
So we've talked about toxic wings.
Yes.
Pheromones. Mm. Color-changing scales.
Yeah.
What other chemical secrets are these butterflies hiding?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about toxin uptake.
Okay.
So you remember we talked about how monarch caterpillars get their toxicity
yes.
from the milkweed.
Right.
It turns out it's not just about eating
right.
any plant
right.
that's toxic.
Okay. They have a strategy.
Oh, so they're choosing specific plants.
They're picky eaters.
Picky eaters.
But with a purpose.
Okay.
So butterfly caterpillars have these incredible mechanisms
okay.
to selectively store certain compounds
wow.
from their food
okay.
while excreting others.
So they know what to keep and what to get rid of.
Exactly.
Oh.
Like, for example,
yeah.
the pipevine swallowtail caterpillar
okay.
feeds on plants
mm-hmm.
that contain aristolochic acids,
okay.
which are highly toxic to most animals.
Okay. Yeah.
But
yeah.
the pipevine swallowtail
uh-huh.
can sequester those acids.
Oh, wow.
And store them in their body.
Clever.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming this is all to protect them.
Exactly.
Later as adult butterflies.
It makes them distasteful.
Right? Or poisonous.
To predators.
It's like they're building their own chemical arsenal.
It really is.
Wait.
They know what they're doing.
Okay, so we've got one more.
All right.
Butterfly chemistry factoid to cover.
Could be.
And it's one that always intrigues me.
Okay.
Mimicry.
Oh, mimicry.
It's like nature's version yeah. of a con game.
It's all about deception.
Tell me more.
So we're talking about non-toxic butterflies
okay.
that have evolved
mm-hmm.
to look like toxic ones.
Oh, wow.
To avoid predators.
So they're like dressing up
yeah.
as the tough guys.
Exactly.
Hoping no one will call their bluff.
Hoping nobody notices.
Wow.
So classic example.
Yeah.
Is the viceroy butterfly.
Okay.
Looks almost exactly like the monarch.
Which we know
right.
is full of those milkweed toxins.
Yeah.
So predators that have learned
yeah.
to avoid monarchs,
uh-huh.
they'll also avoid viceroys.
Right.
Even though they're not actually toxic.
Yeah, they're getting away with something. That's amazing.
It is.
So they get all the protection.
Yeah.
Without having to
do the hard work.
Any of the work.
Right.
Wow, that's some clever evolutionary work there.
It's pretty amazing.
So this kind of mimicry isn't limited to butterflies, is it?
It's all over nature.
Oh, like what?
Think about stick insects
okay.
that look like twigs or well, orchids
yeah.
that mimic female insects to attract pollinators.
That's incredible.
It's all about deception.
Wow, nature is full of these incredible adaptations.
Yeah.
We've covered some really fascinating facts.
We have.
About butterfly chemistry.
Yeah, it's amazing.
From toxic wings to mimicry.
Yeah.
And it seems like we've only just scratched the surface.
There's so much more to learn.
There's so much more to explore.
Yeah.
In this hidden world
right.
of chemical interactions.
It's fascinating.
It really is.
It really is incredible, you know, how much we can learn from these creatures.
It's like they've mastered chemical warfare and communication and illusion all at the same time.
Right.
So how do scientists even begin to unravel all these secrets?
Well, one of the most powerful tools is something called cryo-electron microscopy.
Cryo-electron microscopy.
Cryo-EM for short.
Okay, cryo-EM.
Yeah, that sounds intense.
Which is pretty cool.
What makes it so special?
Well, imagine being able to see the individual atoms in a molecule.
Wow.
That's what cryo-EM lets scientists do.
So it's like having a super powerful microscope
yeah.
that can freeze molecules in time.
That's a great way to put it.
And reveal their 3D structure.
Exactly.
Wow. How does that even work?
It's a fascinating process. So first, they rapidly freeze the samples
okay.
at extremely low temperatures.
Gotcha.
Which preserves their structure.
Right.
Then they fire a beam of electrons at the sample.
Mm-hmm.
And by analyzing how those electrons scatter,
yeah.
they can actually reconstruct a 3D image.
So it's like taking a bunch of snapshots from different angles.
And then using those to build a complete model.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
It is.
So how does cryo-EM apply to butterfly chemistry?
Well, for one thing,
yeah.
it helps us understand how life works
okay.
at the molecular level.
Interesting.
So, for instance, scientists are using cryo-EM to yeah. study the structure of receptors.
The receptors.
You know those proteins on the surface of cells
yeah.
that bind to certain molecules?
Like hormones.
Exactly, like hormones or neurotransmitters.
So it's like seeing the lock and key
yeah.
of how cells communicate.
That's a great way to put it.
Wow.
And by understanding the structure of these receptors,
yeah.
scientists can design drugs
okay.
that target them very precisely.
Oh, wow.
It's like having a molecular blueprint
yeah.
that guides drug development.
It's amazing. Are there any specific examples?
Oh, there are tons.
Okay.
But one that's really interesting is the development of male contraceptives.
Oh, wow.
So they've used cryo-EM to figure out the structure of a protein called the P2X1 receptor.
P2X1 receptor. Okay, what is that?
Oh, well, it's found on sperm cells.
Okay.
And it's really important for them to be able to move.
Interesting.
So by understanding the structure,
mm-hmm.
they can design molecules that block it.
So basically stopping the sperm in its tracks.
Exactly.
So we're talking about a male birth control pill.
Potentially.
Wow, that would be a game changer.
It would be huge.
So cryo-EM is really revolutionizing drug development.
Yeah, it's giving us these incredible insights into how life works.
Okay, so we started with butterfly wings.
We did.
And now we're talking about male contraceptives.
It's all connected.
It really is all connected.
And speaking of connections,
yeah.
There's another area of research that's really fascinating.
Okay.
The gut microbiome.
The gut microbiome.
Yeah, have you heard about this?
Oh, I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
All those trillions of bacteria in our gut.
It's incredible.
Yeah, that can influence our health, even our mood.
It's amazing.
But what does that have to do with butterflies or chemistry?
Well, it might not seem directly related, but the gut microbiome is a perfect example of a really complex chemical ecosystem.
Okay.
And what we're learning is that this ecosystem
mm-hmm.
is really important for a lot of bodily functions.
Like what?
Digestion, immunity, even mood and behavior.
Like our gut is a chemical factory.
It is.
Churning out all sorts of compounds that affect our bodies and brains.
That's a great way to put it.
And the key players in this factory are the bacteria.
The trillions of bacteria that live there.
So they produce a bunch of chemicals.
Yeah.
Some of which can impact brain function.
Yeah, we call them neuroactive compounds.
Wait, so these bacteria
it's wild.
Are making chemicals that can affect our brains.
It's pretty amazing.
What kind of chemicals are we talking about?
So, for example, some gut bacteria produce GABA, which is a neurotransmitter that's known for its calming effects. Others produce precursors to serotonin, another neurotransmitter that's really important for mood.
So you're saying our gut health...
It seems that way.
...can actually impact our mental health.
There's a definite link.
Wow.
Yeah, studies have shown that imbalances in the gut microbiome are linked to things like depression.
Wow.
Anxiety.
Yeah.
Even autism.
This is blowing my mind.
It's a really fascinating area of research.
So maybe the key to a happy mood is a healthy gut.
It could be.
It makes you wonder what else we could address.
Yeah.
Just by focusing on the gut.
It's exciting.
It's really exciting.
By understanding this gut-brain axis, we might be able to develop new therapies for mental health conditions.
And how would we do that?
Well, through diet, probiotics,
even
fecal transplants.
Okay, maybe that's a conversation for another time.
Maybe.
But seriously, the implications are huge.
They are.
It makes you realize how interconnected our bodies are.
Yeah.
And how even the tiniest organisms can play a really important role.
It's a good reminder that we're not just individuals, but complex ecosystems.
Wow.
Constantly interacting with the world around us.
It's amazing.
And chemistry is the language that governs all those interactions.
Okay, so we've been talking about all these amazing chemical interactions happening inside of us. It's mind-boggling.
Mm.
And one thing that always kind of sparks my curiosity, but maybe a little bit of fear, is the topic of toxins.
Toxins. Okay. Toxins are really interesting from a chemical perspective.
Okay.
You know, they can be really simple molecules or complex proteins.
Right.
And each one has its own unique way of interacting with our bodies.
Okay.
What's interesting is that some toxins, despite being harmful, can actually have medicinal benefits.
Oh, wow.
When used carefully.
It's like that saying, right? The dose makes the poison.
Exactly.
Too much of anything can be bad.
Right.
But in the right amount, even a toxin can be therapeutic.
That's the idea.
Wow. Okay. Do you have an example?
Yeah. A classic example is botulinum toxin.
Okay.
One of the most potent toxins we know of.
Really?
It's produced by a bacterium called Clostridium botulinum.
Oh.
And even tiny amounts can cause severe paralysis.
Wait, botulinum toxin? Isn't that what's used in Botox?
That's right.
Wow.
So in very small doses, botulinum toxin can temporarily paralyze muscles.
Okay.
Which is how it smooths out wrinkles.
So a deadly toxin
is crazy.
Can erase wrinkles and even treat some medical conditions.
Yeah, things like muscle spasms.
That's amazing and a little unsettling at the same time.
It is. It really shows how complex chemistry is.
Yeah.
And how the same molecule can have completely different effects depending on how much there is and how it's used.
So context is everything.
Absolutely.
So it makes you realize we really need to respect the power of these chemicals.
For sure.
Natural and synthetic.
Right.
So speaking of powerful chemicals.
Okay.
Let's talk about something that's been in the news a lot lately.
Yeah.
Vaping. There's been a lot of concern about the potential health risks.
Yeah, for good reason.
And I'm curious, from a chemical standpoint, what's going on there?
Well, one of the big worries is the formation of a toxic gas.
Okay.
Called ketene.
Ketene. I'm not familiar with that one.
It's a simple organic molecule.
Okay.
But it's really reactive.
Okay.
And it can form when certain compounds like vitamin E acetate are heated to high temperatures.
And vitamin E acetate is found.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's been found in some vaping products.
So it's not that nicotine.
Right.
That's the problem.
It's the other ingredients.
That's creating this ketene.
Exact.
And what does ketene do?
Well, it's a powerful irritant.
Okay.
And inhaling it can cause damage to the lungs and other organs.
Wow.
Yeah, it can trigger inflammation
right.
and potentially lead to long-term health problems.
This is really alarming.
Yeah, it's definitely something to be aware of.
So we need to be cautious.
Absolutely.
About what we're inhaling.
Even if it seems like a safe alternative to smoking.
Knowledge is power.
It is.
Okay, let's shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
And talk about psychedelics.
Psychedelics.
There's been this resurgence of interest.
Yeah.
Both for therapeutic benefits
mm-hmm.
and their ability to just alter consciousness.
It's fascinating.
So from a chemical standpoint, what makes them so unique?
Well, they can really change our perception, thoughts, and emotions.
Oh,
and they do this by interacting with receptors in the brain,
yeah.
especially serotonin receptors.
Serotonin, the neurotransmitter linked to mood?
That's right. Serotonin is really important for mood regulation, perception, cognition.
Okay.
And psychedelics can bind to those receptors.
Uh-huh. Disrupt normal brain activity.
Wow.
And trigger a whole cascade of effects.
So they're kind of rewiring the brain's circuitry.
You could say that.
And what kind of effects are we talking about?
Well, everything from visual hallucinations.
Oh, wow.
Altered sensory perception.
Okay.
Feelings of interconnectedness.
Wow.
Even mystical experiences.
It's amazing that a molecule can do all that.
It's pretty incredible.
So what about the therapeutic benefits?
Yeah, there's growing evidence that psychedelics, when used correctly, can help treat some mental health conditions.
Like what?
Like depression.
Okay.
Anxiety.
Interesting.
They can break down those rigid thought patterns and help people have emotional breakthroughs.
So these substances that were once demonized.
I know, it's a big change.
Might actually help people heal.
It's really promising.
It's really promising, but of course more research is needed.
Absolutely.
And we need to be really careful.
Yes. Responsible use is key.
So we've covered a lot of ground today.
From butterfly chemistry
to
the mind-altering effects of psychedelics.
It's been a fascinating journey.
It really has.
There's a world of chemistry.
And it just highlights how much molecules shape our lives and the world around us.
And we're only just beginning to understand it all.
Exactly. Well, thank you for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.
On this deep dive into the world of chemistry.
Always fun.
We'll see you next time for another exploration.
Sounds good.
Of science and the natural world.